I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you'll get a pair of tickets to see the final stop of Santana's Supernatural Tour. November 12th, right around the corner at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco. The Chase Center. A good place to see somebody. So, and Ron put up the interview we did with Carlos. Was that this year or was that last year? It's been a while now, hasn't it?
I know, it's so hard to tell. I think maybe it was the beginning of this year or the end of last year.
Right. Well,
him
we
and
did
Cindy
an interview.
Blackwell.
Right.
Yes.
And that is getting put up there. So mm-hmm. if you want, I think it might already be on the Alice Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. And I've seen him. Their show live and incredible. Just the drums, the whole thing is incredible.
Well, if you want to check it out for yourself, call now, 800-400-3697. Amy has got the phones and she's a nice young lady. You get to talk to her.
All I can remember, Vinny, during that show is seeing her back. The back muscles mm-hmm. that she had were so impressive. She's banging away. And I was just like, wow, look at her back.
Mm. She's always been... From the seated, her seat behind the drum kit, she's always taken eyes off the stars. Like, she played for Lenny Kravitz, and you watched her, even though he's impressive himself.
Sure, of course.
She's back there with the big hair going crazy. It's a show. She's great.
Are we going to have these tickets all week?
You know what? It might change at the end of the week because we have some other stuff coming up. So. Uh-huh.
But we have a few pairs of
yes.
tickets. All right. So if you want to check out Santana, and check out the interview that we did. He was so friendly. He was great. It was a very fun interview, and that's up at the Alice Facebook page. And I assume at RadioAlice.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, Uzi is just bouncing the dance. Go Thursday.
Shut up.
That was so cute. Uzi's little Wednesday Adams. She gets up and... She is one booming Wednesday. Full on Thursday.
That was funny.
Mm. Okay, so we'll start the celebrity trash with Rudy Bosch. He's the oldest ever Survivor contestant, and he was on the very first episode, very first season. Bryn, were you, I mean, sorry, Vaughn, were you watching that very first season? Were you? Funny.
Back then? Oh my God, he was a child.
He was 12, he said. Crazy.
God,
what around me is so much younger than me. I can't stand it. Anyway, Rudy, who was the oldest Survivor contestant ever, retired Navy SEAL. He died at the age of 91. A long battle with Alzheimer's.
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying here. Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
It is. Mark Burnett, the executive producer of Survivor, said that he was a fan favorite, and Rudy was a guy who knew who he was and remained true to himself. I don't know if you remember he made it to the very end, and
like the last five.
No, I think he was final three, and that's when he got voted out. They did a thing where they held on to. I'm not positive about that. I know it got down to Richard Hatch and Kelly Wigglesworth.
Mm-hmm.
I think Susan had already been the crazy. You know, the if you were well, dying you, by the side of the road.
Yeah, one of the things you remember from that episode or from that series the whole year is her speech at the end.
Mm. The rat and the snake or the dead person
yeah,
in the water.
Yeah, and give you water.
Right. the last challenge was a thing where they all had to just... It was very simple. It was one of those stamina challenges, except that it was... Here's a shot of it, Ben. The three of them standing around a pole that has an idol carved into it, and all they have to do is be the one who keeps their hand on the pole the longest.
Oh, he finished in third place.
Oh, he was third place. Mm-hmm. And he was... eliminated right after the producers figured there's no way this guy's letting go. They had their money on Rudy.
Mm.
And none of them could believe it when Richard Hatch was the winner. But his hand just randomly slipped off, and that was it. It was that. That you just had to stand there with her hand on the thing. And Rudy wound up in third place because of that move.
Navy SEAL.
Yeah. Just a, kind of a hard-nosed guy. He was a good character. They did a great job casting that first
cantankerous.
Show. Cantankerous. Cantankerous? And today is Jeff Probst's 58th birthday. So happy birthday to him. Matthew McConaughey turned 50 today. Mm-hmm. On Friday, he was cooking and delivering meals for first responders fighting our wildfires here in
good
California.
For him.
He teamed up with his beloved wild turkey. And the disaster.
You mean the drink?
The whiskey?
Is I never that liked that? That. Do you like it?
I don't. I'm not a, I'm not a brown liquor person.
Oh, I was, but I never drank wild turkey.
So he teamed up with Wild Turkey and the disaster relief organization called Operation Barbecue Relief. And he helped make 800 meals and delivered them to more than 20 fire stations. They made another 800 meals for local homeless shelters. He said, being able to provide meals to the men and women who put themselves on the line is an honor. We're grateful to be here today to say thank you, shine a light on their unwavering conviction, and hopefully inspire others to get involved and help with their own communities. Which is a great thing to do. He is reportedly being sought after to, because, you know, they've got a new Batman movie coming up there with Robert Pattinson.
Another one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They want him to play Two-Face. Remember? Oh. Who played Two-Face the first time? Was it, God, I know.
Like Tom Jane? No. Uh-uh. It's not Tom Jane.
It was,
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones! You're so close. It was Tommy Lee Jones. So, yeah, so they're trying to get Matthew McConaughey to be in the next Batman movie. Hmm. Batman, Batman, Batman. But anyway, he spent his
weekend
he's going to
take
things.
It because those movies pay.
They
big
do.
Time.
Over the weekend on Friday night, no, I guess it must have been Saturday night, my son Riley and my husband and I were sitting there like, oh, what do we want? Let's watch something together. And we watched that movie, The King, on... It's a new Netflix movie. It's about King Henry V, randomly.
Oh, my God.
It was excellent. I loved it so much. It was so good. And the reason it occurs to me now is because the guy who's going to be playing Batman, Robert Pattinson, plays this French prince in it.
The Dauphin?
The Dauphin.
All three of your boys watch that with you.
No, the third one was off at some party or something.
Oh, okay.
And then... also, Johnny Depp's daughter is in that movie.
Oh, what's her
Lily
name?
Rose
Lily
Depp?
Rose, yeah, that sounds right.
She plays a French princess. In fact, she and Robert Pattinson are brother and sister, although you don't see them together. But it was great. I've been thinking about it nonstop. It's that Timothy Chalamet kid. Uh-huh. I love that kid. I just think he's great. Anywho, Jason Momoa also has a new show out called C.
Mm-hmm. That's on Apple TV?
It is, I think. Yeah, there it is. Apple TV show C. And even though they can do anything with CGI these days, and they do, I remember in the Revenant? Is that the name of that?
Yeah, the one with
the bear.
Right, the bear.
Bear.
So
the bear
that was
scene.
The bear. Yeah, he's making love to that bear. Didn't seem right. That bear was CG, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Like 100%. And so I guess I don't know why they decided not to do that in this movie. He actually has to wrestle a real bear. And I watched, have you guys seen the trailer for this at all? Like, everyone has lost their sight. No one can see. And then there are these babies that are born with sight.
No.
And they are in, they're like trying to hunt these babies down. And
what's it called again?
It's called C, S-E-E.
No.
Well, that's apparently the premise of the whole thing.
Okay.
Everyone's blind. They still have eyeballs, but no one can see. And they feel that the sight's been taken away from them. So
it
that
says,
they...
in a future where humankind has lost the ability to see and is forced to interact in new ways, a set of twins with sight is born, challenging the status quo.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So in the show C, with Jason Momoa, called Drago.
How is it being rated? Are people giving it... good ratings?
You know, I haven't seen any ratings for it yet, and so I assume, did they just drop the whole thing at once? Is it like Netflix style on Apple TV?
Can you? The first date was November 1st.
Oh, so
episode.
Maybe it's weekly.
Because I love the ocean. I've loved the ocean since I was a very little boy.
Yes.
It would be hard for me not to have high hopes for Aquaman.
Sure.
After having watched all of the Marvel series. That movie was garbage. Mm. Absolute junk. What a waste of time. I like him.
Sure.
He was really good in Game of Thrones.
Perfect.
Like, you loved that character.
Perfect
and their little
Game
marriage.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he can carry anything.
Well,
Aquaman was also DC, though. It wasn't Marvel. So.
Oh,
did you like it?
Wow.
I didn't. It was like, eh.
DC pales in comparison
to
Marvel.
It does. Really does.
Honestly, the world they created down there in the ocean looked like outer space. Mm. And it just lost any kind of... I just didn't like it. I thought, wow, that from design to execution, like the whole thing, I just went...
Well,
casting.
No thanks.
Nicole Kidman? Meh.
That
the
hot...
other girl. Ugh.
Yeah. What's her name? The one who... Amber Heard.
Heard. Yeah. Heard.
Anyway, they use a real bear for this wrestling scene that Jason Momoa has to do. Maybe it's less expensive to use a real bear than to do it with CG.
Or he's 6'4 and can handle a bear.
Sure, I guess so.
He can take him.
Before he could wrestle around with a real bear, it had to get his scent. So he knew he was friendly, I guess. So he fed it a cookie from his mouth and he posted a video on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
So this bear, I don't know, delicately takes the cookie from Jason Momoa's mouth. And then PETA has something to say about it. They're very, very upset. The show's using a real bear instead of a computer one. They said, Momoa apparently doesn't realize there's no behind-the-scenes justice for this exploited bear. Wild animals are often torn away from their mothers as infants and thrown into a life in which trainers frequently use cruel techniques like food deprivation, beatings, electric shots, and chaining to force them to perform. We hope he'll refuse to participate in stunts involving wild animals in the future. They're not wrong. I mean, a bear shouldn't be forced to perform.
Well, I do like that they're there and keeping
sure
a close eye on how animals are treated.
Yes, I agree.
Know about the bear in the movie. Maybe he was never electrozapped.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's treated perfectly, and if that's the case, then I think that's great. But, you know, there's plenty of animals that are not treated perfectly.
Absolutely. I have a video of the cookie feeding here.
All right, let's see the cookie feeding. All right, there's Jason. He puts the cookie in his mouth. He leans forward.
It's just like...
Oh, boy.
He eats it like a dog would.
He's a super
right
likable guy. I just haven't seen him in anything where I went, oh, he's got this.
Yeah.
Like in Aquaman, him mugging was the whole thing.
Oh.
Him turning around and mugging. I'm just all, oh, dude.
Well, he is beautiful. Let's
you
get that mug
pushed
on the
back on that a little bit. I mean, you're handsome and you're strong. Mm. I got you.
Well, he didn't direct it, and I'm sure he just liked the paycheck.
I'm sure, too. You're right.
Has to pay well to be Aquaman. At the box office, not good news for Terminator Dark Fate. I don't know. You know, people say it's getting great critic reviews. It's getting great audience reviews. But it wasn't the draw that a lot of people expected.
Didn't our dudes like it?
They did. They both really liked it. Hollywood Reporter says it's on track to lose $120 million.
Oof.
It was expected to debut at about $40 million. And it made under $30 million. Which isn't great. I don't know historically how good Halloween weekend is to release something, but it made $29 million, and it debuted at number one, but it wasn't at all what they were hoping. Joker was number two, Maleficent was number three. That new movie Harriet, the one that Hooman loved, that opened to $12 million for fourth place.
That's good.
The Addams Family, hey Wednesday, that made another 8.5 million for fifth place. Zombieland was in sixth. Countdown was seventh. Black and Blue was eighth. God, some of these I just don't even know. And then two new movies. Motherless Brooklyn was number nine. That's an Ed Norton Jr. movie, I think. 3.7 million. And something called Arctic Dogs. I don't know if that's like Snow Dogs, Vin. Arctic Dogs was in 10th place and made $3 million.
You know, my dude, Cuba Gooding Jr., isn't exactly in the best place in his life. I don't think it's a good time for the Snow Dogs 2 to happen.
Right.
Or 3. And I don't know where the other guy went.
Who's the other guy?
But what was the other guy's name in Snow Dogs? I believe he's a performer, whether a singer or a rapper, I don't remember. He's his sidekick. Anybody?
No.
No, I'm just
starts with
James
a G, I
Coburn.
Think. No, no. Joe, he's in
James
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Gucci Mane?
Graham Greene.
It's not Gucci.
Jim Belushi.
Is it G-Eazy?
Oh, my God. He's not. Oh, Cisco, right there.
Oh, Cisco.
What's wrong with you guys?
Well, you said G.
He's like eighth down in it, in everything. So.
Cisco. What does Cisco do? Is he a singer or a rapper?
He's a singer.
Yeah.
He's
okay. Thong. Cisco's his sidekick in the film. How did he not have more hits?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened. He should have had more hits.
I think he's waiting for Cuba to get it together so they can do Snow Dogs 2.
Doesn't look good for him, though.
Brad Pitt, I'm going to leave you with one final story here. He worked with Quentin Tarantino in two movies, Inglourious Basterds and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the latest one there. And he told a little bit at a special screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood yesterday. He told a story about the one rule that Quentin is serious about on set. One rule. This is all he asks of you.
No phones.
Why? I'm not talking to you.
No phones.
No phones is, in fact, the rule, as my phone goes off randomly. So no cell phones is all he asks.
Right.
Brad learned that while he was filming Inglourious Basterds. He said, you have to check your phone in. And one went off between takes, and you would have thought someone went into the Sistine Chapel and pooped. Not only did production come to a grinding halt, no one would cop to it, even though we knew the general area, I guess where the sound had come from. Quentin sent us all home for the rest of the day, and we had the afternoon to think about what we had done. That is it, because no one would admit it. Quentin was also at the screening, and he said, yeah, that was true. I'll ask you for one thing, and you have no more respect for me than that? Then go home. He sent the whole crew home. He's serious about
movie
it.
Movie sets are a trip because they take a long time to set up. Each one is a different shot and often in a different location. And to shut all that down and send everyone home.
To make your point.
It's a good punishment.
It is.
I'm sure they were all like, especially the person who held the phone must have been.
I am never admitting to this. There's not $1 million you could wave in front of my face that would make me admit to this.
Right.
It wasn't me. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, changing the clocks makes our first news break, but also caning, fast facts, and more after.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Amazingly, the sun is already up. Not that amazing. We set the clocks back. Hopefully everyone enjoyed their extra hour of sleep. It'll get dark extra early tonight. Woohoo! And now the news.
Well, after you stole my first story, I don't know where I go from here. I'm really... this Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Mm. It's an app so that you can take this show anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
For this show. Radio.com.
Sure. It's our app.
We debated whether or not to call it SarahandVinny.com, right. But, you know, we decided that would be a little cocky.
Yeah.
We'll just go Radio.com.
Just go Radio, and sure.
Then Aircom was like, all right. I mean, if you guys say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Go radio.com.
Great app.
And don't text and drive.
Nope.
All right. Let's begin with the time change.
Okay.
Most of the people across the country changed their clocks yesterday, except Arizona and Hawaii, who have already successfully removed themselves from this nonsense.
Are they on standard or daylight savings?
I don't know, but according to a poll that was done... Nobody likes changing their clocks twice a year. Everybody hates it.
Yeah. Even though
three
it's
easier quarters
now.
Of Americans wish that time would just stay the same all year long.
Yes.
Now, whether or not they want to be on standard time, which has us getting dark at 5:30, or daylight saving time, which is you
sure
know,
the longer nights.
Super dark right now. It would be pitch black right now.
Yeah. Well, by the time December 21st, whatever the shortest day of the year is, the sun would not be up till after 8 o'clock in the morning. So it would be, wow. It'd be night
right.
Until then.
Looks, Arizona is standard time, so it's 7:39 there.
Okay. So they're an hour ahead of us?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I forgot, not forgot, but I wasn't thinking about the time change, and I walked out to the beach and went for, the surf's flat, so I just went for a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so far from home when I went, oh my God, the sun is setting. I got to get out of here. It inspired me to paddle hard home.
Yes. Well, good. You got a little exercise.
Because I sure didn't want to be walking out of the water in the dark.
No.
I had things to do as
well.
Yes,
sure. This was when last night?
This was last night.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, 40% of Americans say they'd like to see standard time all year long. 30% would go for daylight savings. And the rest are just ignoring the whole process. Mm. So there's a percentage of people who are just like, just tell me what to do.
Right.
And I'll adapt.
I
don't need to listen
to
these.
Go away, but it's, I don't care.
Gas bags whining all the time. It's enough already. Big
deal. I have to vote right now, I vote for it doesn't change. It stays on standard. But I agree with you. I just don't want to spend any more time thinking about it.
Right.
It's over now. Move on.
I've never been to Indonesia. I hope to go.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh, of course. There's a guy named Muckless.
Muckless.
Apparently, and he goes by the one name, but it's pretty common in Indonesia. Anyway,
Muckless is a normal name. How do you spell that?
M-U-K-H-I-H-L-I-S.
All right.
Muckless?
No, Muckless it is.
Muckless?
Let's go Muckless.
Anyway, he's part of a very conservative agency that advises the local government on Sharia law. A few years ago, he was part of a big push to add a new punishment for adultery, caning.
Mm.
We want you caned.
How dare you cheat on your husband?
Right.
Or wife, I guess.
The law was passed, and now Muckless got to feel its effect. Because on Thursday, he was publicly caned for having an affair with a married woman.
Oh, boy.
He got 28 lashes in front of a crowd. The woman was also caned. And that's the other day ago.
Yeah, that's...
that's happening. The caning in front of everybody.
It's hard to hear.
So weird.
It is.
Barbaric. It's just...
how funny, though, that he put that law into place and then...
and then got it.
And got it.
Dummy.
Mm. How about a fast fact?
Sharia law sounds awful.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm not into that at all.
Unchained Melody.
Yes.
You know it?
Sure. It's that, it's the song of my love, my own, of hunger for
right.
your touch. From Ghost. And other things, of course.
It was written as the theme for a prison movie. Oh, let's listen.
Oh.
Let's get there. Wow.
Oh, so
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Guy ringed every note what? Out of his throat he could.
What a song, huh?
Who is this?
Righteous Brothers?
Yeah.
That's
Unchained
correct.
Melody was written as a theme for a prison movie in 1955 called Unchained.
Oh.
The film didn't do well at all,
oh,
but the
funny.
Song got an Oscar nomination and became a number one hit that year. Prison movie.
That's a prison. That doesn't sound like a prison movie at all.
I remember it from Cheers. Remember Rebecca?
Yeah.
That was her song. Robin was the guy she was in love with, the rich guy.
Yeah.
And so this was her song that would drop her chonies.
Oh.
So that's where I got to learn.
What
this
was his last name? Colcourt?
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Colcourt.
Yeah. Robin Colcourt. Mm-hmm. But
he was like a rich guy, right?
Song. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ah!
I haven't thought about that. I wouldn't have remembered that if you hadn't said it. And then you said Robin, and I'm like, not Masters.
God, that show.
That's Magnum.
Robin Masters.
Who is it? Anyway.
Hmm.
Starbucks sells more than $2 billion worth of Frappuccinos every year, so there's no chance they're going to shorten their lines anytime soon with the non-fat foam-less.
They should have two lines. They should have a line for people who just want a cup of coffee and the other
three
line for
pumps
people who
of
like
vanilla
the foofy stuff.
And a pump of mint. I don't know. You hear that and you just go, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking exactly what I want to drink.
And how can you do it every day?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Well,
the slogan, "Don't mess with Texas," came from an anti-littering ad campaign in the 80s. Texans didn't understand it and thought it was just a tough slogan they could tell everybody.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. Just don't litter.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really don't litter. Mm. But for them,
it became so much more.
Because we'll kick you with our right. cowboy boots and our
the
spurs.
Whole don't tread on me thing.
Right.
With our spurs.
Spurs. Did you have spurs?
I did have spurs.
You had spurs?
Yeah, not the way you see them in cowboy movies. They're just a little nub that you have around your ankle.
Poor Susie.
Who's Susie?
Isn't that the name of your horse?
Shannon.
Shannon!
He was close.
Very close.
Catching it in the ribs.
She wouldn't catch it in the ribs.
Just because she wouldn't turn left.
No.
Left, I said.
Certainly not.
Left, I said.
No.
The other left.
I didn't spur her like
that. Come
on,
Susie.
Oh, boy.
So you would probably have a hard time believing this, but I actually enjoyed school and went almost all the time. Uh-huh. I absolutely never once, of all the nonsense I got up to, and there was a lot, I was suspended the first day of 10th grade with my nonsense. But
for
I,
what?
Smoking on campus.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, right there. Guy walks up and goes, what are you doing? I'm like, having a smoke. What are you doing? He's like, I'm the guy, the security guy.
That's not allowed. You didn't have a smoking area?
We did, but you know, there we are. Yeah. How cool am I?
So cool.
I'm doing it wherever I want. Mm. Then I'm sent home on the first day of school, 10th grade.
Your mom must have been
They
psyched.
Weren't happy at all. Mm. Anyway, the point is, I never once forged a note to excuse away my absence.
Really?
Never once.
Oh, I did that a million times.
I
used to sell notes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You did?
$10, baby.
I Ooh. Never thought for a second I could pull that off with a straight face. So
well,
I
we've all seen your handwriting.
I have nice penmanship.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like any mom's.
Well, anyway.
I know, all caps, huh?
And every teacher would be like, yeah, that's Vinny's handwriting.
You know, yeah. There was a time when I wrote cursive, and that was it, high school.
Mm.
You know, we used to have to write cursive.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, the point is, I just never thought I could pull it off, so I didn't do it. Here's a lady, though, pulling a Uzette.
Uh-oh.
There's a 52-year-old woman named Belinda Fondren in Louisiana. She's just been busted for selling high school students fake doctor's notes so they could skip school. She was charging them, I guess, you know,
how much?
Inflation. She was selling them for $20 each.
Oh.
So double what you were charging back in the day.
Mm.
And apparently sold 14 of them before the school started going, what's going on here?
We're getting this one doctor who's sending us all these notes.
So
it's on doctor's letterhead or something.
Right.
They noticed there was a big spike in kids getting notes from that one doctor.
Mm.
So they called the doctor and he said, I've never heard of any of these kids that you're asking me about. They traced the notes to Belinda and she's been arrested for filing false public records and is looking at 5 years.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of time for writing notes.
5 years.
Cut it in half. Little probation.
Out for good time. For good behavior.
Months, yeah. Couple months.
That's
what's
funny.
Worse? Okay, you tell me. What's worse? Belinda providing notes for kids to skip school or Felicity Huffman paying to get her kids' tests forged so that they could get into college?
I think Felicity Huffman's worse.
Yeah.
And she got 2 weeks.
Barely.
And Belinda's looking
hours.
At 5 years.
Yeah. Well, she should argue that in court. You know, just say, listen, you guys. Felicity Huffman, anyone? Give me my 10 days and I'm out of here.
You do this case by case, and you're not as rich as her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. You can't get the best lawyer.
Well, since you brought up sexting, sure, I can do a story about that.
Right. I'm always ready to hear about that.
Facebook and Instagram are now threatening to flag your accounts or even kick you off the sites for using emojis like eggplant and peach.
Oh, yeah.
They say there's sexual connotation.
I see.
They don't want them.
So if you see a picture of your friend in a bikini and you put up three eggplants, that's just rude.
Right. So now people have put out the new emojis you can use for sex purposes in order to get around.
I see.
Besides, how many eggplants can you send before they've lost their power?
Yeah.
So here are some of the new filthy emojis for you to use with all your nonsense, Sarah.
Is there like an arrow that points up to the right-hand corner or something?
A person kneeling.
Oh, you know what that means, right? Of course. Yeah. Sure. Kneeling person.
An oyster.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew? You love oysters. What are you talking about?
I didn't know they had an oyster on that. I got to see if I got to find
an oyster.
Why'd
you say, ooh, you love oysters?
I do, but not as a sex thing. It just seems wrong.
Oh.
Hold on.
Well, I thought oysters were supposed to... Is it clams or oysters that are supposed to get you horny?
Oysters.
Yeah. Oysters are, yeah.
But I've never found them to do that.
Oh, no.
I eat plenty of oysters. Yeah. Like, how many do you need to eat?
I don't know. I mean, I just look at a girl and I'm...
Yeah.
You're ready.
Yeah, guys don't need that. They're not for guys.
I'm not like, oh, let me get some oysters in me and I may be game.
I can't even find an oyster emoji in here.
Well, you maybe haven't updated your phone in a million years. How about that?
No, it updates automatically now. I can't even stop it. Oh, hold on. Let's see. I'm on some foods now.
Some of these are a stretch. A Speedo.
Where's that?
A Speedo is apparently on the list.
Oh, look at that oyster. Delicious. Mm.
You hot?
Oh, my God. It's so hot right now.
Starving.
Fingers pinching, which they say is a suggestion for a small man area.
Oh, I see.
A coconut. Is that a boob?
Yes, maybe. Boob.
A plate of falafel? In what way is that possibly?
What does it look like? Let me see the plate of falafel.
Can anybody explain that one to me?
No.
How about a razor?
Oh, as in shave that thing down?
All right.
These are lame.
And goggles and a snorkel.
Oh, I'm going spelunking.
Okay. Yeah. I get the kneeling and the goggles and the snorkel.
The oyster I get. The plate of falafel, huh?
Yeah, I don't get it at all. That's...
What could that be?
Balls? Oh!
Oh, maybe.
What do you say?
It's a balls thing, I guess?
I don't know. Really? I don't think so.
Looks more like poop.
Yeah, it looks like a big pile of horse poop.
Our text number... You had to bring up sexting.
Yeah, me and my dirty mind, Vin. It's all me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right. I'm ready.
Please, no more American Girl talk. American Girl doll talk. I have PTSD about all that stuff we had to get rid of when my kid got too old. We still have three dolls she could care less about, but aunties gave them, so we can't offload.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yep.
Just give them to another kid who... Gonna get Kid great pleasure
dolls,
from
right.
those.
Exactly.
Come on, didn't you learn anything from Toy Story?
Yeah. Gotta give them a new home.
Apparently, we replayed some baby talk because this text. I thought Vinny had some big announcement at 5:30 this morning. I woke up early.
Oh,
been listening and haven't heard anything. What's up?
So on Friday we did a best of show because we were off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize it's a best of, you know. You just jump in and out on a short commute.
Yeah,
there's no big announcement. There won't be in that way.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm positive.
You're not going to go for a boy?
No.
That's too bad. Figure you're in for a
I'm going to take some time to recover after this one. And then I might even get the surgery, which I don't really want to be.
Do it when you're doing your colostomy.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Colonoscopy.
Colostomy.
Yeah, he's gonna get a colostomy and a vasectomy all at once.
Now I carry a crap bag.
Well, no, you don't have to get a vasectomy that nobody wants to.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. You're right.
Let me move this thing.
Do I smell something? Yes, you do.
That's my bag.
I'm carrying it right out here.
Oh, it's not funny.
It's not funny. Don't bring it up.
It's not.
My colostomy.
Well, and I apologize to anybody who has to use a colostomy bag. Apparently, that's a fairly common thing.
Right. My hubby and I have had several colonoscopies. The worst part is drinking all the prep fluid. It tastes a bit nasty, and you must drink quite a bit.
Yep.
We chug it down fast. The actual going to the bathroom is painless, though. No abdominal discomfort for us. It just flows out.
Oh.
But it does not hurt. We've had zero pain. The actual procedure is the easiest part. Painless.
Yeah,
recovery is fast within hours. You'll do fine, I promise. And you're doing a very important and potentially life-saving preventative measure. You'll do great.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Great.
So it sounds like it'd be
But
fine.
Apparently I have to hide myself away the night of because I'll be crapping myself to death.
Turning yourself inside out.
Oh. Waterfall.
Oh, boy.
On a much better note, 707 says, OMG, Yuzi's Wednesday was straight from all our dark fantasies.
Yeah. Aww. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
didn't spend a dime on that.
Oh, really?
Meanwhile, my $50 costume.
Did it just show up?
No, it's there.
She didn't
like
it.
It's just a piece of crap.
Oh, right. You said it was just like, it was supposed to be a Catwoman suit and it was terrible.
Yeah. Mm.
Coming up, the new Fire Festival, everybody. It's called Brunchella.
Right. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.